This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News. The story is titled FIA Expo Panel Explores the Future of Crypto Market Structure. The last panel of the last day of Expo was surprisingly well attended, perhaps because it was about cryptocurrency, a topic that sprang up on many of the other Expo panels that were not even supposed to be discussing cryptocurrency. An earlier panel had talked about crypto regulation. This last one, titled Crypto Market Structure, explored market structure issues that affect the crypto world, such as hyperfragmentation, the immaturity of the market relative to traditional financial products, and the absence of prime brokers. The rapid innovation in crypto has brought new ways of offering leverage to retail participants in the markets. Leverage used to be reserved more for institutions, and there was a big untapped ball of customers out there who had trouble gaining access to that feature of trading, said Luke Horsten, the CEO of Bitnomial. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on John Lothian News. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Intercontinental Exchange plans to launch 4 new index futures contracts based on the MSCI Climate Paris Aligned Indices, subject to regulatory approval, in January of 2022 on ICE Futures US. Also, Intercontinental Exchange announced that ICE Benchmark Administration Limited, IBA, has launched its U.S. dollar SOFR ICE swap rate for use as a benchmark in financial contracts and financial instruments by licensees. The Securities Traders Association is accepting nominations for the 2021 STA Women in Finance Awards, the STA Woman in Finance Ken Heath Award, and the STA Woman in Finance Mentor of the Year Award. The deadline for nominees is Friday, November 19th, 2021. ARIS swap futures are setting open interest records. Open interest in ARIS swaps ended October at 422,550, up 100% year-to-date. Front-month open interest has grown more than 400% year-to-date, ending October at a record level of 148,772 contracts. Murphy & McGonigal was named Law Firm of the Year for Securities Regulation for the second year in a row in the 2022 edition of U.S. News, Best Lawyers, Best Law Firms. In 2021, the firm welcomed Stephen Gannon to its new Banking and Financial Services Practice Group in April and saw the transition of Elizabeth Land Davis to chair. The FT has a special report titled FTFM, Fixed Income. The stories include Q&A, Where Next for Bonds, Central Banks and Interest Rates. The FT's Tommy Stubbington and Kate Duguid answer your question. The second is Inflation-Linked Bonds See Their Stock Rise. Concerns over steeply rising prices are fueling flows into ETFs that can offer protection. The next is investors warned that crypto yield products are not bonds. Loans offered via decentralized finance networks have been compared to fixed income securities. The next is pandemic's digital push shows future of bond trading. More accurate price data and more fixed income tracker funds have moved markets forward 5 years. The next is in charts bond funds where the money flowed in 2021. Data of inflows and outflows show the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and changing economic forecasts. The next and last is emerging markets bonds fall victim to fickle sentiment. In the topsy-turvy world of developing world debt issuance, good times never seem to last. Copper.co, a provider of institutional digital asset custody and trading solutions, today announced the launch of its inaugural TV advertising campaign, exclusively on Bloomberg TV, starring the actress Rebecca Ferguson. Trading Technologies made a match of contributions to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Chuck Mackey provides his own take on FIA's well-attended last day Back to the Futures FIA Expo 2021 Day 2, available on Medium. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from today's first read section of JLN. From Bloomberg, winning horse appears to blow cover of trader hiding in Florida. Riza Zarab helped U.S. convict a Turkish banker in 2017. Turkish media says he's now running a Florida horse farm. A gold trader who disappeared after testifying about a U.S. sanctions evasion scheme he masterminded has apparently had his assumed identity blown by a horse. In late August, a photo appeared in PS Dressage magazine as part of an article about Sonata MF, a horse who had just become a national champion in the equestrian sport. The since-removed picture showed Aaron Goldsmith, the smiling owner of the facility near Palm Beach, Florida, where the horse trained. My comment, he would have been better off with a slow horse. Here is a story from BBC. COP26, fossil fuel industry, has largest delegation at climate summit. Campaigners led by Global Witness assessed the participant list published by the UN at the start of this meeting. They found that 503 people with links to fossil fuel interests had been accredited for the climate summit. My comment. And the fossil fuel industry was blowing out a lot of gas there, too. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Art is among the hottest markets on earth. Christie's, Sotheby's, and Phillips get ready to sell off at least $1.6 billion worth of art, including works that could sell for 15 times their asking price. Collectors know exactly what they want from art. More. A lot more. Starting Tuesday, the world's chief auction houses, Sotheby's, Christie's, and boutique house Phillips, will seek to sell at least $1.6 billion worth of art during a two-week series of sales, setting an expectation they haven't met in the past 3 years. The houses estimate that at least 15 pieces will sell for over $20 million, including examples led by Alberto Giacometti, Mark Rothko, and Vincent van Gogh. Recent discoveries, such as Reggie Burroughs Hodges, are also poised to fly to records. How to tell? Last month in London, Mr. Hodges' auction debut, For the Greater Good, sold for $606,685, nearly 15 times its estimate. My comment, does this art come with an NFT? If not, then I'm not bidding. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the CME press release. CME signs 10-year partnership with Google Cloud to transform global derivatives markets through cloud adoption. Second was a press release from the London Stock Exchange Group. The London Stock Exchange is developing a new market solution for the voluntary carbon markets. Third was Bitcoin bulls see trillions of inflows when spot ETF wins approval about the holy grail of a physically backed crypto ETF. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.